From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The last stop on President Bush's tour of Africa is Liberia, and that West African nation tests all of the president's goals for improving quality of life on the continent. As NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, Liberia needs just about everything.
Over the past week, Mr. Bush has touched ground that no other sitting U.S. president has ever felt underneath his feet. He has gone to Benin and Tanzania, two of the poorest countries on the African continent, and he has congratulated their efforts toward good governance. He has announced hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. aid for disease prevention and the building of much-needed infrastructure in those places and in Ghana and Rwanda as well. Liberia is the last stop of Mr. Bush's tour of the continent, and U.S. aid here covers all of Mr. Bush's objectives. It also pays in large part for a United Nations peacekeeping presence here and for the training of Liberian security forces, who will ultimately replace the peacekeepers. But every U.S. dollar in grant money to Liberia can seem like a dewdrop in a drought. A series of greedy dictators and an ugly civil war have depleted Liberia. Since the war ended in 2003, the country has had to start from scratch. It has yet to provide basic life necessities to all of its citizens. But today, Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf called for trade, not aid.
We are proud, proud that our nation has full ownership of our agenda and assumes primary responsibility for our own destiny. We intend to make the private sector the main engine of growth in our economy. Investment and business partnerships rather than humanitarian handouts.
In a rousing speech, Sirleaf thanked Mr. and Mrs. Bush for their attention to Liberia. Mr. Bush announced U.S. support would continue.
It's easier to tear a country down than it is to rebuild a country. And the people of this good country must understand the United States will stand with you as you rebuild your country.
President Bush announced that the U.S. will send 1 million books for the school children of Liberia and pay for desks and chairs to be built. Mr. Bush then congratulated the people of Liberia for electing Sirleaf president. She is the first woman to be elected president of an African nation. Last year, he awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Monrovia.